credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
America, welcome back to our show here. And just to sort of finish up our previous conversation, the people who don't want to believe that our government and the government of Israel were behind 9/11 are never going to believe, no matter what evidence you present, because their beliefs are the chains that are enslaving their minds. It's like we were talking about that writer at Rolling Stone magazine, who, no matter how much hard factual information you send in, will not believe Mossad had anything to do with 9/11. Arrested Israelis high-fiving and dancing? No, couldn't possibly be. Netanyahu saying this is great for Israel? Couldn't possibly be. You know, the precedent set by the Levant affair and USS Liberty and USS Cole and the bombing of the King David Hotel and the tricking of Reagan into bombing Libya. No, it's irrelevant. Mossad could never, ever do something like that. People who are enslaved by their beliefs will not see the real world, no matter how much you put in front of them. There was this science fiction movie. I think it was called They Live Among Us or something like that. I don't remember. It's a long time since I see it. But there was this wonderful scene where you could only see the aliens if you put on this pair of sunglasses. And there's this scene in the middle of the movie where the guy who knows the truth about the alien invasion is trying to get somebody else to just try the sunglasses and put them on. And the other guy says, I don't want to wear the sunglasses. And they get into a fist fight over the whole thing. And that is this wonderful metaphor for what we're dealing with here. Those of us who know the truth are trying to convince the rest of the world to put on the glasses to see what's really going on. No, I don't want to wear the glasses. I like my beliefs. I like the world I believe I live in. I like the elves and the fairies and the leprechauns and the happy endings to everything. Please don't disturb that. You know, I want to believe that Israel is the same Israel I read about in the Bible, and God will punish us if we dare question it. And they get they're enslaved by beliefs. That's the whole purpose of the belief systems that are imposed when we are children, to basically, you know, enslave our brains. I think most of the people know what's really going on, and we don't even need to go that much further into detail. The bottom line for 9/11 and ClimateGate and JFK and TW800 is the government lied to us, and that's all we really need to know. Now we need to do what? Well, now we need to decide what to do about it. I won't live with a government that lies to us on such a scale to trick us out of our money and out of the lives of our children. I will not accept that. I hope you are of the same ilk as well here. All righty, so we're talking about 9/11. Do go to whatreallyhappened.com. Do look for that video about World Trade Center 7 and turn up the volume on your desktop speakers. It is unmistakable. You can hear the explosion that initiates the collapse. This confirms eyewitness statements from people who were in the building just before it came down, and they were on their way out, and they said, we heard an explosion. So, alrighty, let's see. We're coming to the end of this segment here. I know we've got a caller on the line here, but I don't want to start them and then have to break them off, so we'll lead them into the next one. Interesting story is coming out of, Israel. Not Israel again, but a new biography of Simon Wiesenthal, the infamous, notorious Nazi hunter, has revealed that he was an Israeli spy working for Mossad, which calls into question a very great deal of the claims he has made over the years about the Nazis and what they were doing. He's not an unbiased, objective researcher anymore. He is an agent, or was an agent, of the Israeli government. And as a matter of fact, we put up an article called Simon Wiesenthal's Trail of Lies, in which we illustrate and document one of his many frauds. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll be talking with Doru in Calgary about 9/11 again. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan is now in the control room taking over. And we're going to go to the phones. Doru in Calgary. Aloha, Doru. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
Aloha, Mike. And again, I want to forward all my best respects for you. Going down to the point 9/11, I had an opportunity to watch on in high definition a clip on the corporate media on TV. And I want to pay the background that I worked previously for 6 years in photography. My eyes being very well trained in the finding details in a picture. What I've seen in that clip was the strike of the second airplane, striking the second tower. Two things transpired from that picture. Number one, less important, the airplane took a dive at almost 45 degrees angle, which implies that the pilot basically was hanging from the seatbelt.
Yes.
Which implies that to control the airplane was very difficult. Basically, it was floating because I've been in roller coasters in my life, and I could see the sensation. But most importantly, in the background, and because I have a personal video recorder, a PVR, I was able to replay the picture just to make sure I'm not daydreaming. In the far background was an airplane the size of a commercial airplane flying sideways to the picture from left to right. And that got my attention because at the time of the second airplane strike, the airspace over New York was already closed. How in the world a commercial-sized airplane could be seen clearly in the background going left to right?
Well, I would very much appreciate clips from your saved video that show that, but we already know that U.S. government aircraft were already in the skies over New York and Washington, D.C. They're called the NECAP aircraft, the National Emergency Airborne Command Post. They're modified 747s. There's also a second one called the TACAMO, which is, I think it's an acronym for Take Charge and Move Out, that are slightly smaller aircraft, but they're basically flying command posts. And absolutely, it has been well documented that they were in the skies over Washington, D.C. and New York at the time. But I would be very, very much interested in seeing those, seeing frame captures from your video. Now, the interesting thing here, when you talk about the aircraft doing these very dynamic movements, and one of the myths put out by the no plane at the Pentagon hoaxers is that, oh, the plane couldn't do the motions it needed to do. Well, in point of fact, the airframes of the Boeing products are really rather sturdy, almost legendarily so. And the fact that they don't normally fly them very dramatically is more for the comfort of the passengers than because of limitations on the airframe.
So it's a software matter which doesn't enable the pilot to do fancy moves like diving at almost 45 degrees. Also, in the last second, made a flight correction, because otherwise the airplane would just clip with the wing the building. But in the last second, it made a fabulous correction. And of course, that brings the point, if you see those government airplanes in the background, supposedly government, where are the F-18s?
Oh, the F-18s had all been moved off to other parts of the country for military exercises. Remember, there was that NATO exercise going on, simulating hijacked airplanes crashing into buildings. That's why the civil protection infrastructure was slow to respond. They didn't know that they were dealing with real hijacked planes. It's the perfect smokescreen. Now, as far as the software limits on the aircraft, you need to remember the prevailing theory right now is that these aircraft were being remotely controlled.
Exactly. So that's my point. The airplane in the background looks like very, very, very much like the plane which controlled that airplane. I agree with you 100% on that.
Could very well be. We presume that at the frequencies that they're operating at, that it's a line-of-sight system. They'd want to be close there so that there wasn't a lot of latency between the remote control pilot doing something and the airplane responding to it. But you're right. It's very obvious on that second plane impact that they had to do some last-minute adjusting, or they would have missed the building completely. As it is, they never hit the core. That second plane tore through the side of the building. It never actually hit the building core.
Right. I never mind the elevator shaft.
Well, that's what I meant by the building core. I mean, it was the core was the main load-bearing member, and you know everything else was cantilevered out from that to the outer walls, which carried some of the load, but not all that much. So that's
basically. Thank you, Mike. You're the best. Keep it up, baby. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to go to, I'm going to take a guess at the pronunciation. Fiz in Kansas City. Did I get that correct?
Yes. This is Fiz here. And,
Fiz. Okay. Yes.
Hey. Hello, actually. I basically had a question about childhood vaccinations. I've been trying to do some research, but I wanted to get your thoughts because I couldn't find anything, you know, that was most of the documents and, you know, the articles that are available online are more from an FDA perspective, but nothing from maybe...
Okay, well, what is your question? I'm not hearing your question.
The question is, do you have any... have you done any research, or do you subscribe to any the currently approved? The FDA approved vaccination schedule and things like that.
Well, I'm one of those people who's very, very dubious about vaccinations. I think again, it's more snake oil salesmen. The flu vaccine doesn't seem to work. I mean, during the whole last year, billions of dollars were spent on the When Pigs Fly flu vaccine. Most of it wound up just being destroyed and poured down the drain. And, you know, basically what it is, you know, we have a healthy society, And so the medical establishment, instead of selling medicines and treatments for sick people, they figured we'll make money selling medicines to perfectly healthy people. And that's the thinking behind vaccinations. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. I don't want to get dragged off into vaccines on a day when we're talking about a new oil disaster, the new evidence confirming the deliberate, intentional, controlled demolition of World Trade Center, number 7, and various other issues that we're dealing with. Now, I want to go back a little bit because I hadn't quite finished the story regarding Simon Wiesenthal. Simon Wiesenthal, of course, was the big, iconic Nazi hunter that ran around saying Holocaust, 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 and was the core for most of the accusations that went into movies and TV. They even did movies about him, like Boys from Brazil, where Sir Laurence Olivier played Simon Wiesenthal, which must have been a trip for him because his movie, either just before or just after, I forget which one, was Marathon Man, where Laurence Olivier got to play Mengele. So he got to play both sides of the issue. That must have been a treat as an actor-type person. But getting back to the situation of the real Simon Wiesenthal, he wrote a lot of very sensationalist literature about what the Holocaust was all about. And he did a lot of drawings about the horrors that were visited on the Jews by the Germans, and a lot of them have been exposed as fakes. And the one that I have up at the front of whatreallyhappened.com right now involved a sketch that Wiesenthal drew and then signed showing three Jews executed by the Nazi guards. And then it eventually came out that actually Wiesenthal had traced those drawings from a Life magazine issued June 11th, 1945, showing the execution of three German spies by the U.S. Army, which when you're a spy in wartime and you are caught spying and you're on the wrong side of the line out of uniform, the punishment is execution by firing squad, which is what happened. And the photos in this magazine were the guide from which Wiesenthal drew the sketch that he said supposedly represented an execution of Jewish prisoners by the Germans that he witnessed. And so the bottom line is, now we're finding out from this new biography that he was in the pay of Mossad all these years. So obviously he's not objective. He was not a researcher. He was an Israeli propaganda asset, as so many others are being exposed to be. All righty, so we're coming down here. Just a real quick mention for those of you who are along the eastern seaboard. Hurricane Earl it's dropped down to Category 3. That's very, very good news. It's aiming now at Cape Hatteras. The outer islands have already been evacuated. People are getting ready for it. It's still going to be a nasty storm. It's hurricane warnings are already in effect for Massachusetts and Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket. I have family back there. I've already emailed them and saying, duck. When I was a young boy growing up on that farm in New Hampshire, we had a hurricane come up the eastern seaboard and right across the state of New Hampshire, and the eye of the hurricane passed right over us. I've been through the eye of a hurricane twice now, and I would not advise anybody taking a reckless chance, but if you are in the path of the eye of the hurricane, it is a very interesting experience as the eye comes over and the winds die down, after the winds have died down and it's safe to step outside and just see that ring of clouds around you and a perfectly clear sky above, and how incredibly quiet and silent everything is considering all the noise that you've been through. And then please get back indoors and back to safety before the eye completes its pass. Because remember, all that stuff that ripped off of your house and flew downwind during the first half of the storm is now going to be flying right back at you during the second half of the storm. And it's during the second half of the hurricane that most of the physical damage to property takes place because of that. Everything that was loose goes flying out. Second half of the storm comes flying right back at you. So please, above all, safety, 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 safety. Alrighty, moving on to the economy. The stock market performance today was a little bit less spectacular than it had been this time yesterday. The market is up 50 points. And again, not sure if that really means anything all that much. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twist of steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Oh, aloha, welcome back to the show. Very busy day. A lot of hate mail coming in here about some comments I made earlier on the website. And that's okay. You know, First Amendment and the rest of it. I want to finish up with the economy and then get back to some stuff that some listeners are sending in here. We are now seeing a story. This is linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Painting the real estate tape, bogus housing sales prices. Investigators, citizen investigators, not the government, citizen investigators are discovering that homes that are being sold, foreclosure homes that are being sold at auction, are being listed as sold for the full appraised price. In other words, it's a fraud in order to try and keep up the illusion of high housing prices. Remember, as I've said many times on this show, the government and the banks do not want affordable housing in this country. They want you to spend your entire life working and slaving away to live in your little hovel. It's a new form of serfdom or feudalism. If houses cost just a few thousand dollars and you could pay them off in a couple of years, what's the bank going to do then? Remember, the bank's goal is to keep you permanently in a state of debt, to keep you permanently working for the system. Not that they have jobs for you to work at, but that's the theory. That's the whole model of the Federal Reserve. When the country was started, money was a unit of value. Now it's a unit of debt. all the money in circulation is the result of a loan from a bank that is part of the reserve banking system. And that means there's always more debt than there is available money. When they talk about growing the economy, you are supposed to think that's a good thing. Economy is growing. Oh, yeah, growth is good, right? No, because growing the economy means putting the country deeper into debt. And that's the problem. And so they want to keep the housing prices up so that when you buy a house, you are committed to a lifetime of work to the banks to pay it all off. Take out your mortgage. Look at what the house itself actually costs, then add up all the payments you will make to the bank over your entire lifetime and be ready for a shock as to how much the bank makes off that house you bought. The bank didn't build that house. They didn't even buy the land. They didn't get the wood and the tools out there. All they did was print up the paper that allows you to move into that house. And that paper commits you to a lifetime of servitude to the banking system. Government wants housing prices to be high because, obviously, since property taxes are calculated as a function of housing prices, they've got to keep those housing prices high. In places where housing prices are dropping, governments are raising property tax rates. It's all about greed. It's all about looting the people for a little bit more. And now we're finding out the prices of houses are being artificially kept high with this fraud. As foreclosed properties are sold for pennies on the dollar, they very quickly move around and they put the full appraised price on the report that says, yes, these houses went and they sold for $227,000. May have only gone for a couple of thousand. We're not supposed to know. We're supposed to continue believing that real estate is a good investment, and then we should go on spending our entire lives working for a house. That's the dodge there. Meanwhile, we're seeing more economic indicators. Construction spending in the U.S. fell twice as much as forecast. They were already expecting a construction downturn. In the United States, it's twice as bad as the experts were predicting here. Now, the bottom line is that all of this promise about liquidity from the Federal Reserve, it's just more indebtedness. Nobody is solving the problem of bringing back the high-paying jobs so the American people can work their way out of the debt. Everything the government and the Federal Reserve is doing plunges us deeper into debt with no way out. Half of your income taxes are going to pay the interest on the national debt, and it's not even all of the interest. The principal is not being paid at all. We have been made debt slaves by the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. And that was by design, because the Federal Reserve system, the trap of it is, the instant that first Federal Reserve note goes into circulation as a loan from a bank, more money is owed to the banking system than is actually in existence. The system is a pyramid, because in order to survive and perpetuate, there must be newer and larger generations of young borrowers to justify the creation of new money to pay the interest on the old money. And that is a pyramid scheme. And as soon as you cannot find that larger pool of borrowers, when everybody's borrowed out to the maximum, the pyramid collapses, which is exactly what is happening here now. Interestingly enough, Ben Bernanke has come out with a statement saying that banks that threaten the economic system should be shut down. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told a panel investigating the financial crisis that regulators must be ready to shutter the largest financial institutions if they threaten to bring down the financial system. I agree. Good idea. Let's start with the Federal Reserve, which was never the banking system that was intended by the founding fathers. It is the third private central bank this nation has been cursed with. And like its two predecessors, it has brought us to the edge of ruin. It is time to shut it down and go back to the economic system that made this nation one of the richest on earth with the highest standard of living for Americans, instead of forcing us to slave away to make the bankers rich beyond dreams of Midas. All righty, let's see. Bad news from Iraq. The fighting is continuing despite the official proclamation. The decree, the war is over. I'm sorry, the fighting is still going on. Our kids are still being shot at. What can I tell you? Obama lied. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Got a bunch of things to jump around. Watching the corporate media, there's a suspicious vehicle in Manhattan. I've been to Manhattan. I'm sure there's more than one. But they're trying to do this big thing about the bomb squad out there, and it may be a repeat of the Bandini bomber. And if you don't know what I mean about that, the last staged false flag, booga booga terrorist thing that they did in New York City involved this guy who was supposed to be this wannabe terrorist, and they said he's got a fuel oil and fertilizer bomb in his car, and it turned out to be a tank of propane and two sacks of steer manure. Fertilizer. And if you know anything about chemistry, you know that that's exactly the wrong kind of fertilizer for an AMFO bomb. And that's why we call him the Bandini bomber. And it's just an example of how silly some of these people trying to scare us into war with the Muslims are. And this is probably going to turn out to be the same. Getting some email from listeners regarding climate change. As we reported earlier, during the summer, Alberta and Calgary got record blizzards. Cold weather. Now we're getting reports. Snow has come early to Norway. It's the 1st of September. They're under huge snowdrifts. Russia, same thing. Unusually heavy snow early in the season. It's going to be another brutal winter. The human caused global warming bozos were absolutely, absolutely wrong here. I also got this message from Christians United for Israel. about how we must act now to stop Iran's Ahmadinejad and how terrible he is. And I wrote back and I said, those were not Iranians shooting at Americans in international waters last May. Please take me off your mailing list. Man, if at first you don't succeed, lie again. They're still trying to find some way to sell you the war. Israel wants to trick the stupid Muslims and the stupid Christians into killing each other off. All right, we got callers on the line. Karen Tostado, aloha. Karen, welcome to the show. I see you found my new home.
I did, Mike Rivera, and I apologize for taking so long to find your new home, but I've been working hard at United
We Strike.
I
tried so hard to hide.
No, and belated happy birthday. I did Skype you. I don't know if you got it in time, but
yes,
happy
I
birthday.
Did. Thank you. I thought I replied to all of my Skype message happy birthdays. If I missed you, I'm sorry, but I do try. I do reply to all of those things.
Well, I want you to know that you got me beat by a month, and a couple of weeks now I'll be just as old as you are.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Birthday, dear Karen. Happy birthday. Don't do anything I wouldn't do on your birthday.
Well, that gives me a lot of latitude.
Yes, it gives you a lot of latitude. What can we do for you today?
Well, I just want you to know that we are working forward with the United We Strike marathon broadcast. I heard you talking earlier about, you know, 9/11 and all the other reasons that we need to be upset with our government and withdraw support. And I wanted to let you know that it's unasked scheduled, and we've even, we're going to have this time in the morning, we're going to have an English and German ongoing translation, so folks can actually keep up with it in real time. Then we're going to hear from Jane in the UK about CCTV cameras over there, the fact that some of those folks don't even realize they're being filmed. We're going to go into English. We're going to have Michael Bodnarik. We got a full day lined up again. We're also going to have Adrian Salbucci and Spanish and English translations in the afternoon. So I haven't gone away. I've been busy, and I just wanted to catch you and your audience up and encourage them to support us at UnitedWeStrike.com.
Okay, well, where do people need to tune in for this broadcast, and when? You know, details, girl. I want details.
All right. The 15th of each and every month. The 15th is our day to pull out of the system, at least out of the corporate system, as far as spending our money. And we go to revolutionbroadcasting.com. You can also go to unitedwestrike.com and look for bigger programs. The 15th of every month, more bilingual programs. We may have some French included in this one. We're going to start at about 10 o'clock Eastern. It may be even earlier. If they sign up at taxfree15.com, they can get the updates.
All right. Fabulous there. And Karen, please join us back on the air again just before the 15th to remind everybody. We got to let you go. We got to switch over to John in Austin. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Welcome to RBN.
Thank you.
Based here in Austin, or Round Rock, which is north of Austin.
Yes.
About 30 minutes from the house. Anyway, I have a question for you. When they made all the big pronouncements that end of hostility, combat hostilities and so forth and so on, blah, 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 apparently there was some, and I got this in a conversation with someone, and I haven't been able to verify it, that there was some discussion about phasing out the Marine Corps and phasing out some special operations groups. Have you heard anything like this?
Well, they were phasing out certain Marine units, not the Marine Corps as a whole. I think,
this,
you know,
this was supposedly the Marine Corps as a whole.
No, I've heard nothing about that whatsoever. I think there's been a miscommunication somewhere along the line here. There's no way they're going to let
the Marine Corps units.
Yeah, some of the Marine Corps units are being withdrawn and they're being replaced with private contractors. And the bottom line is the fighting is still continuing. U.S. troops are out there in an advisory training capacity, which is, you know, what we were always told about the early days of Vietnam. But the reality is they're still being shot at, and if they're shot at, they're going to return fire. They still have body armor. They still have guns. They still have a lot of bullets.
They just changed names.
I'm sorry?
They just changed names of the program.
They've rebranded it. Yeah, and this is the third time we were told combat was over in Iraq. We had Bush's mission accomplished. 2 weeks ago, Obama said combat is over. Then he said it, you know, again earlier this week because nobody was standing up and cheering loud enough. And the bottom line is, as long as we still have 50,000 plus Americans in country and all these occupied military bases, the war is still going on. He's changed the label to try and claim that he has somehow kept his campaign promises. And he doesn't. He hasn't. He promised to end the wars his first thing in office. He's been there almost 2 years. He hasn't done anything. The only campaign promise he kept was to buy a dog for his kids. All the rest of them, you know, it's a complete myth.
I know. It's just so frustrating, Mike. Just taking the pulse around me, if this is any... I've been out of work since March. And... got riffed out, and I pick up my son at school every day. You would the number of men now there has tripled, and these are young guys with skills who would be highly employable people in a good economy.
Well, that's always the case here, but you know, all the skilled jobs have gone overseas. All of the business, we're being taxed into paralysis. The bottom line is we're all paying too many taxes. I mean, we've got another scandal where a couple of candidates have been caught for unpaid taxes on things that they overlooked and missed. We've got too many different taxes. We've got too much tax in total. And, you know, the bottom line is, as I was saying the other day, the U.S. economy is like a swimmer struggling to keep their mouth and nose above water, and the U.S. government comes along with a fire hose, shoves it down their gullet, and turns it on full blast. It doesn't make any sense, and yet that's all the government knows how to do. Our government is made up of lawyers and businessmen. They don't know how to build things. They don't know how to make roads or lay bricks or pour steel or heal the sick or teach the young. All they know how to do is take money from one group and give it to another group. And every time they pass another one of these darn bills, they take a dollar from the American people, hand back 50 cents with a bunch of forms to fill out, and then expect to get reelected.
You know, you hit the nail on the head months ago when you were going on about funding being cut to NASA, and we can't put anyone on the moon now. We don't have the technology or skills or material to do it. And NASA was our shining star in the sense of that was something every American could point to and say, look what we're doing. And now, you know, it's just beyond... it just makes you want to just put your head in your hands because we should have the most sophisticated rail system on the planet. Why can't we have high-speed trains and maglev rail like they have in Europe and Japan instead of the old clunkers we got running all over the place?
Well, because you had the big three automakers and the oil companies and the rubber and tire companies have had an iron grip on transportation policy in this country since the end of World War II.
I mean, you and I both see the problem, I'm sure. No disagreement there. And you know, I don't know how we do it, but we've got to start being the leaders again in R&D and manufacturing from the mineral in the ground to the finished product in country, in our own country, where made in the USA actually stands for buying something top shelf, top quality.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, made in USA meant the best in the world, and made in Japan meant the schlocky stuff, and now it's completely reversed. Everything made in Japan just completely outclasses anything made here in the United States of America, and, you know, that's a very, very shameful situation. But the bottom line is, if we don't have that forward-thinking commitment, I mean, right now we seem to have a government that thinks the solution to everything is drop another bomb on them until they see the world our way. And that really, I think that sort of went out with the fall of the Roman Empire. But we know there are technologies out there we should be looking at, like thorium-based reactors to solve the energy crisis without worrying about bombs and meltdowns. And we're not doing it.
You know, Mike, the politicians are morons because if you had, like, a group of politicians that stood up and say, we're not giving the money to the banks. We're going to give the money to industry. We're going to create jobs. We're going to do this and not BSE minimum wage jobs, real professions and work and R&D. And we're going to pump it back into the country and go. people would roll over and cheer. These guys, you know, could do no wrong. But instead, what do they got to do, man? It's every dog for himself. Once they get to Sodom on the Potomac, it's every dog for themselves, and who can get greased?
Yeah, you know? That's basically it. I mean, you know, I'm sure that there are a lot of members of Congress who start out with very noble ideals, and they're working in their neighborhood, and they're working to make a better world within their neighborhood and their constituents, and they can raise the money, and they can get elected to a first term. But once they're in that first term of Congress, and they're in Washington, they're not in their home district or state,
right. And
so all of a sudden, now they're dependent on corporate funding to get reelected. And there are consulting agencies all over Washington, D.C., whose only job is to keep an eye on the new members of Congress and keep scorecards that go out to the corporations to see, is this candidate really taking care? Yeah, is this candidate towing the line or not? And if you are not towing the corporate and Israeli line, you do not get a second term in Congress. And I think the solution to that is first of all, I still think we ought to have all members of Congress have their wealth in a blind trust, like the president is supposed to do now. I think we ought to say, one term is all you get, and I'm sorry, that's it. Period, end of discussion. And, you know, certainly no foreign money should be coming into the pockets of members of Congress. And like I said, let's dress them all in NASCAR racing suits where everybody who's donated to their campaign, you put the patch right on them. So when they stand up there and talk about the need for whatever, you know who they're really speaking for.
Except we don't make them flame retardant.
Why give them the advantage? I mean, sooner or later, we're going to be marching up there with flaming torches and pitchforks. Why give them a flame-proof suit, you know?
That was my point, yeah.
Ah, okay. All right.
And, well, listen, I'll let you go.
All right.
Good hearing you. And you take care of yourself and enjoy some. I think I'm going to go vacation in Norway. It's good to know that.
Take your skis along with you. Yeah, absolutely.
Here. Jesus.
Okay. All right, well, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to let you go here. And I got a couple more stories to cover. We're almost to the end of the show here. The other day, there was kind of an odd little story where Kim Jong-il took a little trip up to China for a few days, and there wasn't a lot of attention paid to it, and now he's back in North Korea. And the story that is coming through now is that China is basically reasserting its sphere of influence over North Korea. And I think Kim Jong-il is welcoming this because of all the overt hostility shown toward North Korea by the United States recently. And so just as Russia has come in to align itself with Iran to forestall a war there, China seems to be making its move into North Korea to forestall an American invasion there. And so continued belligerence against North Korea carries a very, very great risk of triggering off a major war that the United States is not equipped to win. Yes, we've got big nuclear bombs, to paraphrase George W. Bush, but nuclear weapons alone cannot win a war. We can destroy cities, we can kill a lot of people with nuclear weapons, but we do not have the boots on the ground, we do not have the military materiel for a major prolonged global conflict. We burned it all up in the Middle East. We do not have the economy that will support a new prolonged global war. We do not have the manufacturing capacity to support a new prolonged global war. Now, from the point of view of the bankers, they love war, and they don't care which side wins, because both sides go into debt. But I'm not a banker, and I'm opposed to a new world war because I am convinced that the United States is going to lose it. And I don't want to see this nation lose a world war that there was really no point in fighting in the first place other than for the personal enrichment and aggrandizement of our political leadership. I think it's a stupid idea. It's an absolutely stupid, stupid idea. But I think that's what China is doing, and it's rather amazing that we are seeing Russia and China make the moves toward world peace to forestall American prolonged belligerence, and that's really what's going on here. All right, quick little story here. We are beginning to see, as I already reported, the lawsuits about vote fraud are already flying over the midterm elections. Now we're seeing stories where Tea Party candidates are being excluded off the ballot through various legal wranglings and technicalities. Folks, the Republicans and the Democrats do not want to share the goodies. They don't want to share the trough. They want to keep it all exclusively, their own little domain. And each side is accusing the Tea Party of being, you know, covert agents of the other side. The Tea Party stands for taxed enough already. It is not about Republican or Democrat. It's not about racism. It is about getting the wealth of this nation back into the hands of the people whose labor created it in the first place. That's all the Tea Party is. And you can tell how terrified the Republicans and the Democrats are at this very simple idea by how hard they're working to keep any of these Tea Party candidates from making any grounds whatsoever, or by using Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck to derail the Tea Party off into a situation of complete hopeless confusion among itself. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're seeing more photos coming from that latest rig disaster platform, production platform. In the Gulf, it is apparently still on the surface. The implication is it's not a floating rig, but it is very much on fire, and the fire seems to be getting worse. So, way to go, MMS. You guys just really, really are doing a wonderful job down there. Now then, speaking of the space program, our civilian space program is pretty much, you know, on its way out. The writing is on the wall, so to speak. The plans to return to the moon have been shelved. The plans for a replacement for the current space shuttle, which is at the end of its operational lifespan, are on hold. Meanwhile, of course, the military is getting all this funding to play around, and they've got this rather interesting little device up in orbit right now called the X-37B, and it's a robotic shuttle, rather small, classified payload. It's been in space for quite some time, and apparently it's doing some orbital plane changes. Amateur astronomers and amateur satellite watchers around the world have been tracking it successfully, so I don't know how secret any of these things are going to be, but apparently it sort of went walkabout for 2 weeks and was only recently rediscovered. And again, we don't know what they're doing up there, but they're spending a lot of your tax money to do it. And, you know, this is obviously not a piece of equipment that is ever going to be useful for the civilian space program. It can't take people up to the space station. Amazingly enough, you know, the United States taxpayer paid for most of that space station that's up there, the International Space Station. And now the U.S. is going to have to basically rent space on other people's rockets to ride up to it. Talk about the decline and fall of Western civilization here. The U.S. has added the Pakistan Taliban to the terrorism blacklist, which seems to be a propaganda step along the way to taking the war into Pakistan. You know, which, you know, we're already in there with robotic drones killing people. Excuse me, got the hiccups. And it just seems like no matter how bad the wars are going any one place, the only way to make the news look better is to start a war someplace new. Forget about Afghanistan and Iraq. We got a new war in Pakistan. Look at all those explosions. Aren't they cool? Isn't war fun and glamorous and glorious and everything? Amazing here. The other day, we were talking about this Department of Justice guidebook on how to spot extremists. And they list tax protesters and people who talk about the Constitution as extremists. In other words, you've got to shut up and pay everything the government wants from you to be a good citizen and to be a patriot in the eyes of the government. I disagree with that definition of the word patriot. And I dug out, there was this pamphlet the FBI printed up back in the 90s and was handing out to police departments that said basically the same thing. Anybody talking excessively about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights had to be viewed as a potential terror suspect. I think following yesterday that we should say that anybody reading Al Gore's book, Earth in the Balance, is far more likely to be a terrorist suspect than somebody who's reading the Constitution of the United States of America, but I digress. But it's this idea of trying to demonize Americans who know what the law is and what the Constitution is and what the Bill of Rights is, to basically say, if you don't just go along with what the government says, you're some kind of a potential threat. And now they're assassinating U.S. citizens and they're torturing U.S. citizens. And you're next if you try and defend the Constitution. On that note, we're going to take a our show's over for today. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, 2 p.m. Central, here on RBN. Until then, aloha.